Welcome to the Dream Huge Podcast, where we'll talk with real estate investors, entrepreneurs, business leaders, athletes, and more to inspire you with their success stories so you can work hard, never give up, and dream huge. And now, let's start the show.
This is the Dream Huge Podcast, episode number 32.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Dream Huge Podcast, hosted by JP, John Pavlansky. How you doing, JP?
I'm doing well, Pete. How are you?
Good, man. Excellent. Rising rock star real estate agent right there, JP for three. We've also got Justin Bigelow, the two-time champ, going on three-time champ.
That's right.
Yes, top-selling agent here at Dream Huge Realty. 2 years in a row, going on three. Happy to have these guys in, but man, extremely excited for our guest today. Welcome to the Dream Huge Podcast. Our very special guest, weighing in at 6'4", 255 pounds, NFL prospect, 2022 Rose Bowl champion, team captain, and starting tight end for the Ohio State Buckeyes, coming off a monster game versus Wisconsin, where he earned Offensive Player of the Game with four receptions for 51 yards and two touchdowns, the pride of Lexington, Ohio, right around the corner from us here in Mansfield, where he was named Mr. Football, Defensive Player of the Year, Gatorade Player of the Year, and broke the school record for all-time scoring in basketball as well. What a tremendous athlete. We're super excited to have number eight for the Ohio State Buckeyes, Mr. Cade Stover, on the show today. How you doing, Cade?
What's going on, guys? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much. What did I miss anything in that intro?
No, I think you got it all.
Man, super cool. Okay, excellent. All right, Mr. Cade. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what it is you currently do.
Basically in a nutshell, I'm the tight end here for Ohio State. I'm a senior here. Grew up in Lexington, Ohio, and I play ball and I come on and I farm whenever I can.
Very good. So you're also, you're playing ball, and that's what, you know, you're getting famous for right now. I mentioned that Wisconsin game, and I must have watched that Instagram reel of yours, you flying upside down. That was just the sweetest angle. Like, you just landed, well, twice you ended up upside down in that game. Is that right?
Yeah, second one wasn't as graceful as the first one, but yeah.
My goodness, yeah, that second one looked like it might have, you got it on the neck there a little bit. How'd you feel after that one?
I got up, so I was all right.
That's it, man. Get up, dust it off, and say, give me some more, baby. I love that. Yeah. We're going to get into you a little more personally here in a bit, but as far as the Buckeyes, is this the Buckeyes' year?
I think so, man. We got a really good team. We got a really, really good group of guys, man. Just overall, just a good aura around this place right now. And I mean, we're just going to keep trying to put one foot in front of another, winning games.
Love it, man. I was Googling you a little bit, doing some research for this podcast, and I come across the nickname Farmer Gronk. All right. So, you know, anytime you're a tight end and you're getting compared to Gronk, you got to love that, correct?
Yeah, I mean, that's a very generous compliment for anybody who says that. But yeah, I mean, Gronk's one of the best ever played a game.
And then where does the farmer tag come from? And I mean, I know, but tell us listeners where that comes from.
I grew up on a farm and of course, Lexington, Ohio. Up there, raised about 100 head of black Angus cows, a farm around 250 some acres.
Wow, excellent. Yeah, I love the little snippet the video clip they showed during the game. I mean, it looks like a tremendous farm and everything, but they kind of depict Ohio to be just a big farm. You know, Lexington, I mean, we do have a town and some stoplights. It just kind of cracked me up. But that is your life here, you know, Farmer Gronk. So
yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
And where did that nickname come from? Which teammate gave you that one, Cade?
No teammate gave me that. I have no clue who came up with
that. Hopefully somebody that's an NFL draft expert gave him that.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that, because some things I read online say your NFL draft stock is rising. What do you put into that?
I try not to listen or look at any of that stuff. Really, my goal right now is just, of course, just one win on Saturday and two, and win the Big Ten title, then win a national championship, and just keep my head down through the season and pick it up at the end, and then see where you're at and see what your options are and go from there.
Love that. Just working hard, baby. Just working hard and staying focused on the task at hand, and everything else will take care of itself. Now you've been known to play a little defense as well.
Yep.
So is defense where your heart is, or do you love playing tight end and scoring touchdowns, or which do you prefer?
I would say going into spring, I wanted to play defense, and that's where I thought I was going to be at. But there's a lot of people here that know way more than I do about the game. So, and they saw me there. And to be honest with you, I think I enjoy playing tight end more. I kind of figured out how to play, use my defensive mindset and mentality on the offense side of the ball. And I'm having a blast playing tight end. It's as much fun as it was playing defense.
Yeah, tight end's almost a. It's almost a mix of the two, right? Because you still get to blast people when you want to.
Right. Yep.
And then you also get to catch touchdowns. So that's a nice, satisfying mix of the two, kind of.
Yeah.
Tell us about the guy throwing you the ball.
Yeah, CJ, that's a once-in-a-generation type talent right there, that guy. Just overall, a really good dude. Humble. Really good guy to be around, good locker room teammate. Of course, you guys, I'm not even going to talk about what he can do in the field. The whole world knows that. He's just overall he's just a really good dude, really good person to be around. I'm just blessed to be a part of this team with him.
Man, it's amazing how the Buckeyes continue to reload at the quarterback position. Every quarterback, it seems like, this guy is breaking to the previous guy's records.
Yeah.
And that one after the next, and that one after the next. So, man, CJ is just killing it. So we're excited to see that and continue, especially with that connection to you, buddy, Mr. Cade Stover. Loving it. So what about as far as your eligibility? What do you have left, and what are your plans following this season?
So I have two more years left if I want it after this. But, right now just – I'm playing this season, and then we'll see. I'll pick my head up at the end of it and see what happens. And
right.
I come back another year. I come back.
But you could go NFL after the season. You've satisfied the rule, correct?
Yeah. Right.
The minimum. Okay.
Right.
And where did those extra 2 years of eligibility, did that come from, the redshirt and the COVID year?
One's a redshirt year, then one's a COVID year, yeah.
Gotcha.
Good. Excellent. And what about school major?
I'm agriculture systems management is my major.
So, life after football, could you see yourself doing something with the family business?
There's no other question. I will be farming, and that's the only way out there is for me.
Man, love it, dude. You love it. I come from a family business myself, and there's definitely there are challenges to that, but it is the most rewarding, path that you can take, really, is working for yourself and working with your family. So kudos to you on that. For my little guys out there and girls who are thinking about becoming a Division I athlete, what does it actually take? Is it all that it's cracked up to be, and it may be actually harder than most people think?
You're talking about getting there or being here?
Both.
Yeah, both. Yeah. Let us, elaborate.
So, as far as getting there, I come from little tiny Lexington, Ohio, and there's a ton of people that say that, you don't play any competition. I know you'd be an Ontario guy. You're probably get mad about that. you don't play any competition. You don't have the talent. You're not able to showcase anything, people. But, you can do whatever. You can do whatever you want to do. If you want to do something, there's nobody stopping you but you. God gives you talent and abilities like that. But, there's a lot of guys here that aren't that skilled and athletic, and they're really, really good players just because of how hard they work in the craft and important, tone, set, and detail. For me, I didn't have my first drink of alcohol until a week after my 21st birthday.
Hell yeah.
And, it was just, it's just things like that. I would just tell kids, just keep the main thing. And no, I was never going to parties. I was never going and doing, what the popular thing was at that time.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't, especially during season, I'm hanging out with my boys at the house, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
As far as just work ethic rise and stuff like that, the weight room is your best friend, and being strong, physical, and fast is your best friend, whether you're a girl or a guy, whatever sport you do. I tell my sister all the time, like, I mean, you got all the gifts in the world from God. Just, I mean, you got to make sure you keep and know what you have. Because, I mean, there's a lot of kids out there that don't have that. And if you do, and if you have the even the slightest inkling of, yeah, I do want to go play next level, no matter what level that is, 2, 3, NIA, Division I, like, it doesn't matter. I mean, like, go make that a priority in your life and go do it, because, I mean, everything's attainable.
Absolutely. Great advice. And, you know, and you mentioned it early on in that answer, you know, a lot of folks were telling you, no, you're not going to succeed. You haven't played against any competition. And I think you probably held that as a chip on your shoulder and used that as ammunition, you know, but.
Yeah, it's special. Like, I mean, like, coming from a small town, I mean, like, that makes it even more special. I mean, we got a lot of private school guys, like, that go and transfer out and go to IMGs and the academy schools and stuff like that. And to be able to play for my hometown, a place that I love so much, be able to, like, support them, I mean, make them proud, I mean, that means the world.
Right. Yeah. And I'm here to tell you, yes, Cade Stover, you can do it, not only at this level, but the next level. And because I just read a book called What to Say When You Talk to Yourself. And one of the key points in the book was that we have been told no in some form or another. No, you can't do that, or pipe down, or shut up, or your dreams are too big for, you know, you need to come get your head out of the clouds. We have been told no in some form or another 145,000 times before we've turned 18. So it's my job and your job to let folks know, like you're just saying, yes. If you have an inkling you want to do that, the answer is yes. Yes, you can do that. And you need to affirm that to others and provide them with that positive inspiration and motivation, because so many are so quick to beat you down and deny that out of you.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Cade, another question I want to ask too, like what you said, you've always been focused. You didn't have a drop of alcohol until a week after your 21st. When did you know, like when you were a kid, that, hey, I'm an athlete, whether it's basketball, whether it's football, when did you kind of know, okay, this is the path I want to go down and I'm going to do whatever it takes to get there?
That's a good question. I mean, I've always kind of, I mean, my dad's always been like, hey, like you're going to have, even when before, I mean, seventh and sixth grade, like he's like, hey man, like you're going to have opportunities here, like to do something special. And I was like, and then, like, you hear that from your dad. I mean, like, that's Superman to me. So I'm like, holy shit. Like, I mean, like, I just believed it. Like, even if it was a down, like my junior year of football, like we had a very good year, like I kind of struggled a little bit. Like, especially when some people started like to really be like, damn, like this kid, like he might not be it. He doesn't really have it. Like, he never lost any sort of faith in me. I mean, he always knew exactly what I was capable of doing. I mean, he's really, like, without him, like, he really held me to a high standard about that stuff. And then, and once you get in your mind, once you start to see, like, I mean, work pay off, you start to see something happen. Like, I mean, you just get hunger and just want more of it, really. And that's just kind of where all that came from.
Yeah, that's awesome. And as Pete was just saying, most parents are saying no. And your dad did the opposite and told you, you can do it if you want to do it.
I mean, come on, Cade. You think you're going to play for the Ohio State Buckeyes someday? Come on. Can you get a real job, you know, and have a real goals in life? But, man, you stuck to it. And that's when the magic happens, right? Because you see it so many times, especially in youth sports. The dad loves it. The dad loves it, and he wants it. But the kid doesn't love it. The kid's got his mind somewhere else. But when it's both, that's when the magic happens.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. When it's both, I mean, there's a lot of dads out there who do want their kids to be something, but, I mean, it's gotta come from you. I mean, you got to want to do it. And then when you have support from both angles of that, I mean, it can really be something special.
Yeah. Cade, how do you hope to inspire others with your story?
That's just really that no matter where you come from, no matter what your circumstances are, no matter if you're a farmer, no matter if you come go to school and you graduate with 60 kids, I mean, with the way social media is, with the way the internet is today, I mean, if you're good enough and you play, you work at it, I mean, people are going to find you, and you're going to be able to do what you want to do.
Absolutely. That's a great message. And even for you, you've been grinding at Ohio State. I mean, you've been getting some playing time for sure. But, I mean, really, you finally got a chance to break out, right? I mean, think about just all the hard work you've put in Columbus, right?
Yeah, I mean, I came up here freshman year. I mean, and you come up here and you think that you come from high school and you won awards, you won the best this, best that. And then you come up here, you're like, oh, shit, like – I mean, here's a first round pick, here's a second round pick, and then you're like, okay, well, I got some work to do. You had to let your body grow up, and you had to let your mind grow up into that stuff. So, I mean, it took some years. I mean, hard years. Like, that's not easy.
Yeah.
I mean, no one can sit back and doing that. But I mean, last year I kind of cut my teeth a little bit, and then this year, I mean, they finally let me play. So, I mean, it's a good opportunity.
Right.
Through all that hard work, had you ever thought about giving up?
No. I mean, I never thought about quitting football. I thought about maybe transferring schools at some point.
Yeah.
Just because you're like, do I really want to wait this out? Do I really want to keep going? But I mean, you see people do it before me that went through the same path I did. It's sometimes there's just at a place like this, there's so much talent around you that it's hard to be like, why am I sitting here when I can go and play at 90% of the other schools in America?
Right.
There's a lot of guys that do, and they go out and break careers somewhere else. There's nothing against that. But I just felt like if I could stick this out and get to where, I mean, get to the time frame that I need to be at play, it could be something really special.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And when you first, or at least last year, you played behind and a stud in Ruck. How was that relationship? I think I seen on Instagram you and him had a pretty good relationship. So how was it learning behind him and kind of taking his tips as a tight end, especially moving from the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah, I mean, he's always been a really good friend of mine, just a really good overall person. Just to be able to have that mentor with him, I mean, watching him run routes, and then the year before him, Luke Farrell, like watching him block. So I was kind of trying to take bits and pieces from both their games and make it my own.
Yeah, absolutely. And now him and Garrett are together out in New York. Have you kept in contact with him during the season so far?
Yeah. I haven't talked to Garrett as much as I have Ruck, but I mean, Ruck's, I talk to Ruck I'd say twice a month for sure.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, you're the average. Another book we read last week or a couple of weeks ago was Tribe of Millionaires, and you are the average of your five closest friends. That's it. You know, and there's nothing wrong with your old friends. Those are your homies. They'll always be your friends. But it's good to network up. And it sounds to me like you're networking up. And like you said, you're maybe intimidated a little bit when you first got to the Buckeyes, but you're surrounded by it. And you guys all kind of elevate each other. Rising tide raises all ships. So it worked out great for you. Okay, so I got to know this. What does it feel like to score a touchdown and the sold-out shoe in the horseshoe? What's that feeling like?
That's a crazy feeling. To be honest with you, it doesn't really hit you until, like, when you go sit down on the bench afterwards, you're like, oh, like, I really just did that. Something I've been watching the kids, something I dream of, like, for so long, that it's just so special and it's just such an electric feeling. There's so much energy. There's so much that you, like, this energy you can just feel.
Oh, man, that's amazing. Yeah, I would love to feel that someday, but I don't think it's going to happen. So we'll just live through you. I'm getting goosebumps, so I'm kind of feeling it.
I think you're past your prime a little bit,
Pete. Yeah, I think I may have 1 year of eligibility left.
There you go. You got it.
What's an interesting factor story most folks may not know about you, Cade?
Interesting factor story most folks don't know about me. That's a great question. Pertaining to sports or just anything?
Anything. Sometimes we stump folks with this one, but you can go anywhere you want with it.
This is a good one. Let me think about this for a second.
Sure.
Man, I love playing euchre. I can play euchre for days on end.
Euchre guy.
I need some euchre, man.
Nice. Yeah. Did not know that about Cade.
Yep.
All right. He is a euchre master. Gotcha. We did not know that. All right. Hey, is there anything else you'd like to discuss before we move on to the huge four? We got huge four questions for you. Then we're going to go to the rapid fire round, which is 10 rapid fire questions right off the top of your head. Then we'll let you get going. Enjoy your night, buddy, because I know you're a busy guy. So is there anything else you'd like to touch on or discuss?
No, I mean, that sounds good to me right there.
I do have one more question.
Yeah, JP.
Was there, because I know you were a hell of a basketball player too. I got the, I don't know if I'd call it an honor. I think it may be a curse to get to play against you because you were a stud. But was there any offers that came in for basketball? And did you ever have an inclination of possibly going down that route at all?
Yeah, my freshman year, West Virginia, they offered me a scholarship to come. I mean, it was just a verbal offer, so it wasn't anything crazy. But, I mean, they all basically said if you can promise to come play basketball, I mean, you got a scholarship here.
Wow.
So that was one. And then after the Bowling Green regional game, they were trying to get me to come play both down there, and a couple other MAC schools with interest. But once kind of football started taking off, they all kind of backed off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the same thing with Tyrell said too. I mean, his early years basketball, there was a bunch of people hitting him up about basketball and trying to give him scholarships. But once they seen he was a stud on the football field, they were like, I'll stay away from him.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's a good problem to have.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, man. All right. So we're getting the huge four. Biggie, why don't you hit him with the huge four?
All right, here we go.
Oh, yeah. It's time for the huge four.
All right, Cade. What's the one thing you wish you'd have known when you began your career?
One thing I wish I'd known. How much you're going to miss, how much you're going to miss home, and how much you, those years are really so special to you, and how much like you just wish you'd go back and grab a little more of them.
Yeah, 100% resonate with that. I was in the Navy for a good 4 years, and that's all I could think about. I was active duty overseas. All I could think about was the time with the family. And, you know, I could have went to college, but I chose to come back home and do this real estate thing because, you know, family's number one.
No place like home, man. Yeah.
So number two, what was your biggest failure and what did you learn from it?
My biggest failure. I mean, off the top of my head, like first one is my last basketball game that, I mean, I lost to Ontario. Like,
oh yeah.
We never, like, I've never lost to my whole entire career. And then I mean, we got a good senior year basketball year. We got a good team. And then we kind of came in there to think that we had it. And I mean, that kind of, we lost, and you're shocked. Like, and I mean, you notice that, like, this thing is like, this stuff's not forever. You better just make sure that.
And that sits with you.
You better just make sure, like, that, hey, like, things, I mean, you better take advantage of every day you get because, I mean, tomorrow's not promised.
Right.
Yeah, man. The losses sit around much more than the wins, I guess, right?
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
Probably scoring touchdowns, still thinking about that stinking loss.
Right.
Yeah.
Forget about that one. Flush it, Cade. Flush it down.
All right, number three. What are the best resources that have helped you along the way?
My mom and dad, my little sisters. I mean, those people are that's the most important thing to me in my life, for those guys. I'm nowhere near where I am without them.
Right, that family support is number one.
Yeah.
All right, number four. What are two books that have inspired your success?
Two books?
Yeah, if you're a book guy.
Yes, sir.
We do a lot of Audible around here.
I don't do a lot of reading. I'm not going to lie to you.
We get that question a lot, or we get that answer a lot.
So, yeah, I don't do a lot of reading. I can go movie wise. Does that work?
Sure. Yeah. Two movies that inspired you.
Those are motivational and everything. Yeah.
Two movies that inspire me. One is I love Warrior.
Yep.
Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
It's the Tom Hardy, unbelievable movie. And then I love Lone Survivor. Just the whole aura of just. I mean, that's.
Yeah.
If that doesn't make you want to go roll and do something, then I don't know what does.
It gets Cade fired up.
Yep.
You watch those before the games, right? Like on Fast Forward 10X, just watch them real quick in the locker room. Okay, so here we go for the rapid fire round. Are you ready for the rapid fire round? All right, Cade, off the top of your head, what is your spirit animal?
Eagle.
Ooh, nice. Okay.
What is your guilty pleasure?
Guilty pleasure. Holy moly. Oh, my God. These are tough. Guilty pleasure. Probably watching. I love watching TikToks.
Spending too much time on TikTok is Cade's guilty pleasure. I love it.
All right, number three. We kind of already did this, but what's your favorite movie?
Favorite movie ever is Rocky IV.
Oh, nice, Rocky. Love the Rockies. Yes. All right. What do you do? And we kind of covered this too. But what do you do in your spare time?
I play euchre all the time and hang out with my boys, hang out with my girl.
Yeah, man.
Awesome. Yeah. All right. What is your go-to karaoke song?
Oh, baby.
Oh, probably Pursuit of Happiness by Kid Cudi.
Ooh.
Oh.
All right. You give us a little bit.
Give us a little something.
No.
We need to like cue that up. If we had the music to go, we might get him to.
Yeah, they might jump in.
Right.
I just went and seen him actually a couple weeks ago live at that little festival he had in Cleveland. It was awesome.
That's wild.
It could just be one of our little pre-interview questions.
Right. Uh-huh. Kind of set him up for that.
All right, number six. What's something you fear?
Snakes, spiders, and mice.
The trifecta.
Everything on the farm.
Yeah. Everything on the farm. Everything under rock at the on the farm. If you won the Mega Billions lottery, what is Cade Stover buying?
Oh, this is the easiest question you've asked so far tonight. It's a farm. There's a farm about 2 miles away from my house. It sits on probably 600 acres. I'd go buy that, build myself a house, buy my girl a car, buy my mom a car, tell my dad he's retired, and then I would go and just buy a bunch of big fancy shiny equipment to farm with.
Nice, dude. Hey, man. Well, if it ever comes up,
hit them
NFL dollars, it may be happening.
We got a buyer. No,
that's the plan. That's
yeah,
the goal.
And we got two real estate agents sitting right here to be very happy to work with you.
There we go.
Absolutely.
Go ahead. All
right. What is your favorite superhero?
Favorite superhero. The Hulk.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Well, they used to say, you know, about Gronk. They used to say, oh, we got a Hulk, you know, from the Avengers movies. And they say, well, we got a Gronk.
Yes. Watch out. Cade's turning green out there, yes. Baby. He's about to smash somebody.
Number nine, this should be pretty obvious, but what's your favorite sports team?
Favorite sports team besides the Buckeyes?
Yeah, besides the Buckeyes.
Oh, dang. That's hard, too. I grew up loving the Boston Celtics, but I mean, also I like the Cowboys. I've always liked the Cowboys and the Bengals.
Nice. All right. Very good.
No judgment.
not from Biggie. Maybe for me. I'm an Eagles fan, so.
I'm still holding out for the Browns, the Cleveland Browns someday.
There you
someday.
Go. Hold the fort.
Okay, last one, Cade. What is your greatest accomplishment so far?
Greatest accomplishment. Probably being voted captain here at Ohio State.
Yes, yes. And they don't hand that out to just anybody.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that was a really special time for me.
Yeah, and two more questions before we hop off here. What or how does it feel to be named a captain? And how's your relationship with Ryan Day? I always wonder how that guy is. I mean, he seems so electric.
Yeah, right? I mean, first to answer your first question, I mean, being named captain, I mean, that's just super, super special. Like, you see, look at the names on the wall of the people that have been captains. It's crazy, like just so many good players, so many good people there, and Ryan Day is just unbelievable person. I mean, stand up, like just honest, just good guy, and one of the smartest brains you ever be around in your life, as far as football wise.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Love it. All right, well there he is. The famous Cade Stover, starting tight end for the Ohio State Buckeyes. Thanks for joining us today, Cade. Cade, how and where can folks contact or follow you?
They can follow me on Instagram at cstove8. That is C-S-T-O-V-8. And Twitter is the same handle, C-S-T-O-V-8.
Love it. Love it. Thanks again for your time, man. I know you're a super busy guy coming to us right in the middle of a season where you're heading towards the national championship. So thanks for making time for the little old Dream Huge podcast, man. We appreciate you very much. Good luck to you the rest of this year. And thank you very much, my man.
For sure. Thank you, guys.
Hey, y'all, thank you for listening to the Dream Huge podcast with JP, John Pavlansky, Justin Bigelow, and myself, Pete Peterson, and our special guest, Cade Stover, with the Ohio State Buckeyes. Please remember to review, subscribe, and share. And as always, remember the rules, folks. Work hard, never give up, and dream huge, baby.
Thank you for listening to the Dream Huge podcast. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. For more inspiring content, follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Dream Huge Realty and on TikTok at Dream Huge Inc. Until next time.